Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 International Film Festival Macau. And I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Joe Sheng. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Matt, and thank you, audience.
So you're presenting your film, Suburban Birds, which I'm very happy to talk with you about because I watched it a few days ago. I was at the press screening. It made me think a lot. But the first question for our listeners who may not be familiar with it, would you like to just introduce it and say as much as you would like about maybe the story or what the film is about?
Okay, Suburban Birds is a mysterious film, as I can say, and it's based on my true experiences as a child. And back in my childhood, a friend of mine was lost, and we go search for them. And the other source of inspiration is Kafka's novel Castle, and I try to combine those two sources of inspiration into my film.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that a little later on, but I'm going to start off with childhood, because I noticed that throughout the history of cinema, somehow, some of my favorite directors and lots of directors have been influenced by childhood or their own childhood with their first films. Now, this is your first film. So I would just like to ask you why it is that you went back to your own childhood for this debut feature of yours.
The interesting thing is that when I was 25 years old, and some memories of my childhood, some memories of the time when I was 10 or 12 years ago, they came back to me, and I found them more and more clear. So I found an urge to tell them, and I found an urge to try to find out what really happened in my childhood. Right. Some things I couldn't really understand back at that time, but now, after making this film, I think I understand better.
So do you think the process of remembering also influenced the way in which the film is structured? Because, of course, you know, when we remember things, we don't remember things in chronological order like many films and many narratives. So in this film, you also play with time a lot.
Yes, I think the process the protagonists went through in this film is somehow the similar as the things I've experienced. Like, because in the film, the protagonist opened diaries of others, and he reads the diary and he recalls his own memories. And that's what happens in my life. Like some other people's stories and other people's experiences, they excite me, and then I began to recall my own memories.
You still keep a diary in your life?
No, now I don't. But I kept a diary when I was in primary school and high school.
And you kept those diaries?
Some of them are lost. I only found a portion of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to keep a diary. I burned them.
Why so?
I figured that maybe some things in it I didn't want other people to read. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. So you fear that someone else will read it?
Yeah. Something. Yeah. That's it actually. And I regret it, but I don't know. I felt like I had to do it. You mentioned Kafka earlier, and he's one of my heroes. Tell me about the influence of Kafka on your work as a filmmaker.
对，就是。 因为他有，就是之前就是他。
He said that he read a quote from another writer, which said that destroy every barrier. But as the Kafka said, Kafka says that all the barrier is destroying me. And for that quote, he think it really reflects what he is thinking. And he totally agree with what Kafka said about this. And in the novel, the Castle, when he was reading it, he can feel the emotions of the writer, and he feels like he can feel the same way as the characters in the castle. So he thinks that the character kind of reflects himself, and when he wants to do something or achieve something or go to somewhere, but sometimes he feels like it's very hard to get there. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the same emotions.
You feel that it's sometimes hard to get there. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I always feel trapped, like because I wasn't good at many things. I think I can make films, but I'm not good at many things. Ah. Like my body, it's not balanced, and I've had a hard time doing many things. So that's my feeling, and also. The K in Castle, he's appointed as a map maker for the castle, and the protagonist in my film is a engineer who's doing measuring. I think they share the same job, and it's just like K when he gets his job,
yeah.
The K after he gets his job.
Yeah, no, it's true. I noticed that. But then you said that you can make films, but you can't do much else. If you couldn't make films, what do you think that you would be doing if films didn't exist?
Yeah. Because I was I studied biomedical engineering for my bachelor degree, and I think if I couldn't do films, I will maybe do some research about neurology. About the brain and neurology. Yeah, I was interested in that, and actually back in my college we did all those of experiments. Like we show people different images, and we get signals from their brain. We get electronic signals from their brain.
Well, no, but it's funny that you mention experiments, because we talked about diaries, and I've been thinking recently, about the connection of diaries being some sort of a log for the experiments that we do in life, and later we understand, you know, maybe see what is right and what is wrong. So there is a connection there, especially regarding your filmmaking, I guess, right?
Yeah. Actually, there is one scene that shows how the protagonist drawing a water tank on a book. That book is a safety log. It's the logbook for of their job. It's the logbook for them to record the data, and the diaries of the children, the logbook, the drawings, they are the same, I think.
I want to ask you about the cinematography. You know, I'm going to get specific here, because I love the cinematography in this film, but there's one thing in particular that I really liked, and that, I don't know about you, but I don't see very often. The zooms. Can you tell me about your decision to use zooms?
Yeah. Firstly, I'm a big fan of Hong Sang-soo, and also the filmmaker Kleber Mendoza, the Brazilian filmmaker, and they all use zooms, and I try to find a way to combine my influence into my film. And also I think the zoom is the zoom mimics the visual of the measuring equipment they are using. Yeah, because in that equipment you can see very far, and you can also see very close. And I think it's the zooms are very artificial, and it is long abandoned in filmmaking because it is considered very fake. But I think for to observe and to portray a fake world like the world now, I think we should use zooms.
Mm-hmm. So this makes me think of another thing, going back to the structure of the film and the way that you play with time and, you know, stories. Do you consider yourself a filmmaker who trusts his audience, despite using all of these things that may not be what conventional filmmaking mm-hmm. is associated with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm a filmmaker who trusts the audience, and I think I want to be with the audience and but not manipulate them. As I said in the introduction yesterday, I want to explore the unknown with the audience in my film, and not only show them what I've already known. I think that's if I show them what I've already known, I think that would be boring. The magic of the film is in exploring the unknown.
Yeah, that's an interesting statement. I have one more question, just because it's your debut, it's your feature debut. How would you describe the experience in terms of the challenges that you encountered? I mean, if you were to say what the most challenging thing about making your first film was, what was it?
Yeah, I think for me personally, the most challenging part is how to dig up my memories and how to find those relics and how to find those things that are true and they are not just imagined. They're not just like made up. And this is the most challenging part of making this film for me.
Is digging up your relics a painful experience?
Yeah, it's. I think it's very, I cannot say painful, but very tiring. Like I was sitting before my table all day to try to recollect my memories, and sometimes the things I recall, they are fake. After I've written them, I think they're fake, and then now we'll abandon them out. I will try to find something else.
Mm. Right. You're skeptical of your own memories sometimes.
Yeah, and I wrote, as I wrote the script, to some point, I think what I've written and what I've really experienced, they began to merge. And maybe some things I wrote, they are truer than my memories, and that's the point. I think the script is ready. It's ready for shooting.
I could ask you a lot more questions because this has been a really interesting conversation, but I saw people they're trying to get me out. But thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
It's a great pleasure talking to you, and
thanks a lot. And I'd like to remind our listeners that the film is called Suburban Birds, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.